Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve into the groundbreaking headlines from the recent financial landscape here in Australia. In a significant reshaping of Australia's banking sector, the Australian Competition Tribunal has given ANZ's $4.9 billion acquisition of Suncorp Bank the green light, overturning the ACCC's initial reservations about the merger. Leading figures from both banking giants, including ANZ CEO Shayne Elliott and Suncorp Chair Christine McLoughlin, predict significant benefits for both their customers and Queensland's economy. It's expected that Suncorp would concentrate on its insurance business post-sale. However, widespread approval is yet to pour in, with the finance sector union fearing the merger's impact on competition and potential job cuts. Although announced back in mid-2022, the merger is still pending further legislative and government approval. Turning our attention to the grocery market, the duopoly of Coles and Woolworths is under scrutiny, with concerns emerging about their pricing strategies. The Nationals leader, David Littleproud, has called for government action following a Four Corners report and several investigations into the supermarket's practices, which include pricing inquiries and probes into anti-competitive behavior. As these retail giants rake in billion-dollar profits, potential legislative changes are impending, aimed at addressing issues related to market monopoly and promoting competition. On the shares front, the ASX 200 closed marginally lower, a minimal dip of 0.1%. This shift reflects the influence of mixed performances in the mining and finance sectors, the most significant being BHP's announcement of a $1.4 billion half-yearly profit. This slight downtrend showcases how the interplay between major corporate players and various economic indicators continuously shapes financial markets. Lastly, insurance affordability remains a pressing concern, with IAG reporting an increase in insurance premiums. Rising reinsurance costs and inflationary pressures have led to these inflations. Interestingly, property insurance is feeling this economic crunch more than motor insurance is. Deservingly so, IAG's insurance profit soared by a hefty 72% to $614 million, despite a 13% dip in net profit after tax. Moving forward, the task of keeping insurance affordable will continue to be a substantial challenge. That's all for your daily financial update. For more details on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Tune in tomorrow for more insights into Australia's financial landscape. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off.